This is Messages from the Universe with Lori Wondra of Your Life Core. Here, Lori delivers information from the Mastery Realms related to astrology, planetary influences, energy surges, and generally how we are evolving. She connects with angels, guides, ascended masters, astro beings, and those that come forward with messages to help us on our journey. Welcome, everyone, to Messages from the Universe podcast.
Hello, this is Lori Wondra, and thank you for listening. What's up with the energies of May? We're starting to look behind us, and the tumultuous energy, the churning energy of April is now behind us. So the May energy is providing opportunities for quantum leaps that will show us multiple dimensions playing out all at once. And this can be confusing, but it's a time to be aligned and alive as we bend energy in exciting directions of faith, love, optimism, respect, and trust. Now, May is generally known as the fifth month. However, May's collective numerology for 2024 is the number 4, which represents stability, completion, and justice. The number 4 also resonates with expressing creativity, confidence, using positive energies to build future foundations, mental stability, trust, patience, organization, and determination. This is a time of focusing on practicality, stability, and security, also while completing the things that we are just done with, and above all, to be honest about where we are in life. So what can we look forward to in May? Well, there's still so much energy around manifestation. And this is from Aries, and it's from the eclipse season that we're on the tail end of. We're still in that energy, though. You are at a point where you recognize the triggers. You've alchemized them, and now you're pouring into your creative vision like never before. Keep in mind that part of manifestation is what you let go of rather than what you add. Energy neither grows or diminishes, it transforms. And in other words, more transmutation from something to another. And that's the energy that you get to live and breathe in May. Many are taking responsibility for the direction of their lives, and May is about to bring that to bloom. If you've not gotten the messages of change yet, you might feel others are advancing around you. Don't get left behind. Listen to your intuition and the energy of the universe of where you need to take action. Focus on yourself and what steps do you need to do, not what others are doing. Change happens in the ethers before falling into the third dimension. As much as it might feel sudden, it really is not. The universe has been preparing you all along. You just need to watch for those signs and act upon them. Our ability to understand this and the principles of manifestation can become more clear as we move from Taurus season into Gemini season, where the revelations begin to blossom. And the reason is Gemini is the sign of the twins, the heavens and the earth. So it's bringing the outer into the inner. And for those that might have felt discouraged or have been feeling that you're barely holding on, well, this month provides some new inspiration from the higher worlds and support of unconditional love to experience spiritual enlightenment and liberation. It provides a greater understanding as to what self-mastery truly means. And if you're wondering why I'm sounding so excited, it's because I am. It's already May, and we are almost at the mid-year point, and this is a pause for us to take inventory in the energy of this time. Where am I today? Some themes for you this month are themes of finance, banking, accounting, and commerce. These themes are both global as well as personal and individual. Major wisdom and knowledge is also activated as we experience potential for significant breakthroughs and profound insights. Now maybe you understand why I'm excited for this May energy, but also prosperity, wealth, abundance. You will have the opportunity to accumulate wealth over the long term, and it's time to cultivate gratitude for blessings and open yourselves to even more abundance in the days ahead. This is about concrete achievements and materialization. Expect tangible progress in the manifestation of long-held goals. That's provided you're taking action. It's really time to roll up your sleeves and turn your dreams into reality, focusing on practical steps and disciplined action. We can't just always dream. It's fun to dream, but we have to take action. And this is one of those times. Take advantage of the momentum of the universe to provide that additional action and momentum for you. The topics surrounding rivers, seas, oceans, springs, water in general, the elemental forces of water come into focus this month. And this is symbolizing the depths of our emotions and the vastness of our subconscious mind. Keep an eye out for water-related themes in the media. And if you've got water things happening in your personal life, this is also symbolizing where you might need to dive a little bit deeper into your own emotional health. So let's go through the planetary influences for May of 2024. We start May 1st where Pluto is retrograde. Now, this is about the opportunity for transforming outdated power structures. We begin May with Pluto turning retrograde in Aquarius and actually staying there until October 11th. It has a brief return into Capricorn on September 1st, but for the most part, it's sitting in Aquarius. Pluto describes how we deal with our power, personal and non-personal. It can be radical change and rebirth, as we often describe Pluto as the energy of death and rebirth. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. As humans, we tend to hold on to things past their expiration date, and the universe is helping us remember that it's time to let go. Create that space. Manifesting is not just continuing to add stuff. It's also about cleaning up and letting go of the things that don't make sense. Now, the archetype for Aquarius is I know, and this signals a time for some deep reflection, inner transformation, and perhaps some social rebirth. We are urged to reassess power structures and societal norms during this period. It's an opportunity to break down unhealthy authority systems. This might mean confronting issues of control and inequality, both personally and globally. By facing these challenges head on, we can pave the way for positive change and a more just society. This is our future, stepping into now and requesting that we take some healthy action. The following day, this is May 2nd, Mars gently connects with Pluto, and this is about working to realize your goals and harnessing the energy and drive lasting changes in your life. Mars is that masculine energy. It's about drive, push, force, focus. Pluto can bring out unhealthy, compulsive actions and sometimes some obsessions. Yet Mars provides the drive and determination to work through and release those unhealthy traits through purposeful action. I'm going to jump ahead to May 7th because we have a Taurus new moon, and this is really a time to celebrate. On May 6th, the evening before, that's actually where the new moon energy begins in Taurus. It closes the momentous eclipse portal that manifested its energies from March all the way into April. So this new moon is more than just a cosmic event. It actually is a gateway that invites us to connect with our bodies and offer a space for reflection and gratitude for the transformative energies and changes that this year has triggered. It's time to take inventory of where we are at this almost mid-year point. Expect to experience heightened groundings and connection to the physical realm at this time. Taurus, ruled by Venus, encourages us to indulge in sensual pleasures and enjoy life's simple pleasures, but indulge your senses by enjoying delicious meals, being surrounded by beauty, or taking time out for yourself in a healthy way. It is important to remain mindful of certain tendencies that may arise during this cosmic gathering. There may be a strong tendency towards comfort and stability that may tempt you to cling too tightly to what is familiar, inhibiting growth and evolution. Those things that you just don't want to let go of because you are afraid. Remain open to the winds of transformation that continue to blow through your life. Overall, it's important to acknowledge how far you've come, acknowledging your accomplishments, life changes, those things that you've begun or taken action on. But it's also time to stop, breathe, celebrate. Thank your cellular structure. This is your human form. Thank your angels, your guides in the universe, and use this energy to further propel your dreams and wishes. Now, May 12th, we celebrate Mother's Day here in the States, a time to honor mothers, sisters, daughters, aunts, and those feminine energies that bring compassion, love, and grace to this earth. You don't have to necessarily be a mother to celebrate the mother energy. This is a great day to connect to the vibrations of Mother Earth, celebrating her and how she is ever supportive of your journey. And on May 13th, we have a Sun-Uranus conjunction, a time of excitement and liberation. This is a very powerful union between the Sun and Uranus, occurs on the 13th of May, sending shockwaves of higher consciousness throughout the ethers. What can we expect? Well, this is a time of greater self-awareness and heightened psychic perception. Since Uranus is known as the planet of sudden change and innovation, it encourages you to welcome unexpected transformations in various aspects of your life. These changes may manifest particularly in realms related to anesthetics, food, work, and agriculture. You may find yourself drawn to exploring new eating habits or becoming inspired to pursue an unconventional career path. There may also be changes in agriculture practices or innovations in how you interact with nature because of this conjunction. Perhaps you're beginning to plant or beginning to grow or move into the growing season. In addition, this alignment may bring unexpected twists and turns in some of the relationships that you have close. However, the universe always provides support, and this is the Venus-Saturn sextile, provides a grounding influence, inspiring you to apply discipline and responsibility in your approach to all your relationships. The goal is to build lasting bonds based on trust, honesty, and mutual respect by prioritizing stability and commitment. On May 15th, Mercury enters Taurus. This is about honest and practical communication. So once again, we get some help from the universe. Mercury is the planet of intelligence and communication, and it's done with its retrograde cycle. It has been sitting in Aries, and now it moves into Taurus. This is a sign of beginnings and boldness. This transit influences how we communicate, how we make decisions, and our approach on commerce. With Mercury ending its retrograde shadow, you can expect communication to take on a clearer and more precise tone in Taurus. Whether it's expressing your opinions or articulating your desires, you'll feel confident and assertive. It's important to be cautious in the areas of finance, self-worth, and values. When taking any risks, weigh the potential gains against the potential losses. That's really essential at this time. Proceed with care and avoid any impulsive decisions, as the outcome can vary depending on your placements on your personal astrology chart. Focus on applying assertiveness with cooperation. Impulsive tendencies with patience and calculated risk-taking with careful consideration and data. Overall, Mercury in Taurus asks you to pay attention and connect with your intuition. Now, May 18th, Venus and Uranus and the Sun and Jupiter provide this boost of energy that's about redefining relationships as a society. And I'm talking the collective at this time. So on May 18th, Venus joins the forces with Uranus while the Sun joins the forces with Jupiter. And that creates a burst of energy that is impossible to deny. Venus and Uranus influence relationships, while the auspicious connection between the Sun and Jupiter indicate opportunities for success, fortune, optimism, and improved social connections. Both planets bring expansion and growth, but overconfidence and instant gratification are magnifying. Avoid overindulgence or making decisions or commitments without thinking it fully through. The best way to navigate these energies gracefully is to remain grounded, exercise caution, and be aware of your actions. Take time on making big decisions. On May 19th, Mars North Node conjunction. This is about your soul's purpose and being your authentic self. Mars closely aligns with the North Node on the 19th, and that ignites a powerful surge of motivation and determination to explore uncharted territories with a clear sense of mission. The energy is really a call to action, guiding you toward fulfilling your soul's purpose and destiny. This is one of those times where the universe is working incredibly hard to align pathways, timelines. Mars and the nodes encourage conscious evolution and stepping into your true self by embracing the lessons necessary for any growth. This is a time to be aware of your energy and to temper any aggression or excessive energy that might surge. Focus should be placed on building strong foundations and nurturing your emotional well-being through healthy relationships. It's also necessary to reevaluate the approach to professional ambitions, authority figures, and, of course, your achievements. Engage in physical activities during this transit to cultivate the inner strength and courage that will allow you to express yourself more authentically. Now, May 20th, we step into Gemini season. This is the dance between the twins, or sometimes often known as the light and the dark. In the morning hours on May 20th, the sun enters Gemini and the focus shifts to communication, to thought patterns, to social connections, and of course, fun. This Gemini season signifies global and personal weight because Jupiter is transiting into Mercury-ruled sign on the 25th. Gemini is known as the twins, one in heaven and one on earth, and it reminds us to embrace duality. During Gemini season, the relationship with your mind, nervous systems, and communication takes center stage, and it is a focus area. It's time for expanding your networks, engaging in social gatherings, and embarking on exploratory journeys. This period inspires global transformation in communication, networking, and technology. So Gemini season 2024 also brings Mars into Taurus and ends with Mercury and Venus in Cancer. Now this blends groundedness and inspires you to take practical steps towards your goals. On May 23rd, we have a Sagittarius full moon and Venus enters Gemini. This is about our desire and more about relationships. Things heat up when there is a full moon in Sagittarius, and that arrives on May 23rd as Venus enters Gemini after meeting Jupiter. What this all means is this full moon in Sagittarius invites us to let go of limiting beliefs and worldviews that no longer serve us. An important shift has occurred in how you view life, love, relationships, and spirituality. The archetype of Sagittarius is I aim, so this is about aiming towards something new that's more aligned to who you are. The full moon also inspires us an exploration towards higher knowledge by questioning the meaning of life, or at least the meaning of why am I here? What am I doing? This is about exploring realities beyond your comfort zone. We have a tendency to want to jump and take a few risks or make some big changes. It's time to shed masks and really embrace the truth of where you are and where you want to go, and are those things aligned? Now, Venus in Gemini offers a chance to redefine the views and information that we have stored in our mental processes. Anything that we have perceived regarding relationships and social connections, the perception versus the truth. This transit moves society from a disposable mentality towards stability, intimacy, and honoring the relationships we hold. It's also going to illuminate those truths on what we thought to be stability and stable, and change the truth out for what we only perceived or hoped to be. During this period, you can reevaluate your perception of relationships, gain awareness of unconscious expectations and beliefs, and reevaluate habitual communication patterns. It's this in-depth that's going to be illuminated out into the public or out into actuality, and then shifting patterns to align to that. Now, Venus sextile Neptune and Jupiter sextile Neptune could bring on some confusion. Focus on cultivating mindfulness and self-awareness. You can discern between genuine intuition and deceptive illusions by staying present in the moment and paying attention to your thoughts and feelings. May 25th, Jupiter enters Gemini, and this is about expanded communication. This year, Jupiter, the planet of luck, prosperity, and abundance, enters Gemini from May 25th to June 9th, 2025. Yes, I did say 2025. This is a time of opportunity and expansion. The presence of Jupiter in Gemini is like a breath of fresh air, promising a whirlwind of blessings. On a personal level, this transit fosters a sense of intellectual curiosity and really a thirst and a drive for new experiences. Communication thrives under the influence of Gemini, and social connections flourish as well. The focus shifts to adopting a healthy dialogue when understanding and exploring the many belief systems of the world. You can expect to find yourself buzzing with high energy, quantum leaping, and eager to engage in stimulating conversations. It really is a time for learning. It's a great time for traveling. It's also a magnificent time for embracing diverse perspectives, because that's going to help you change your perspective of the environment or your interactions with the world. Globally speaking, Jupiter's transit through Gemini signifies the societal transformation in the areas of commerce, communication, technology, travel, law, spirituality, religion, and fortune. However, amidst the excitement, there's also some need for caution, as Jupiter's boundless energy in Gemini can sometimes lead to scattered focus and a tendency to bite off more than one can chew. The flood of information and ideas that are influencing us and coming to us can create confusion and sometimes a division or a diversion in differing viewpoints. This might create a clash, and so watch for clashes in the media and online. Foster open-mindedness, critical thinking, and respectful discourse. You have the ability to discern what you're hearing, what you're feeling, what you are experiencing. This transit offers a mix of excitement, but also challenges, and that promises abundance in all areas of your life. So now let's go over some tips for you to use during the entire month of May. This is just you being able to feel the energies, to use the energies a little bit better. One, take walks in nature. Nature provides an opportunity to disconnect from technology. It allows us to unwind, recharge, and that's important for our mind, our body, and our spirit. The vibrations of Mother Earth and being in nature will help align your natural frequency. And when we're aligned naturally, we just have better receptors and can navigate energy surges and changes at a much higher and a much easier pace. Also, engage in creative expression. Find a healthy outlet that allows you to express yourself authentically. Whether it's painting, writing, dancing, or playing music, everyone is creative. If you're listening to this and you're saying, yeah, no, I'm not doing that, I'm not creative, please rethink this. Creative problem solving, solutions, or just having fun are powerful tools for self-discovery, stress relief, and personal growth. Also, review your accomplishments. Identify any obstacles or challenges that you may have encountered and adjust your goals or adjust your plan as needed. Then also celebrate your wins. Take the time and the opportunity to reaffirm your commitment to your personal growth and what you need to achieve your goals. Level up your wisdom. This month provides opportunities to break through restrictions by learning, whether that's formal learning or observation gathering wisdom. This helps you navigate through chaos and world upheaval. Seek the truth. Avoid gossip or conspiracy or the untruths. Deepen your connection with your inner voice. It is great to learn, to observe, to educate yourself when you can, but you also have the ability to tap into your higher wisdom. Sometimes that's just pausing, quietness, and talking to your higher self to gain that access. This month does create space for our growth, our transmutation of us. So celebrate expansion, exploration, and creativity. Venture beyond conventional boundaries. Let your imagination soar. Push your boundaries. Expect the unexpected. Let the universe drop in something new. Find your creative inner child, and of course, play. Happy May to all of you. The energy of May might be exactly what you've been waiting for. I'm Lori Wondra of Your Life Core, and thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to Messages from the Universe podcast with Lori Wondra of Your Life Core. For current events or to schedule a private session with Lori, please visit yourlifecore.com.